This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Closing arguments are expected today in the trial of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. She's accused of allowing unauthorized access to county voting machines in 2021. Former employees testified that Peters feared she could go to jail when evidence of the security breach came to light. Her defense argued that Peters was acting within her powers to preserve election records. The investigation continues into two shooting deaths by police in Thornton. One victim's family is anxiously awaiting the results. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Joby Vigil and Jasmine Castro were shot and killed by officers following a chase that ended in Lakewood in April. Officers followed the car after noticing the license plates were missing. Thornton police said one of them got out of the vehicle and shot at the officers. Vigil's mother, Deneen, and the family are seeking accountability for the officers' actions.
They were following them. They were expecting something to happen because if you've seen the videos, they were already ready. They said they're going to get out and shoot. How did they know that they were going to get out and shoot?
Three officers are under investigation for the shooting deaths. Their names won't be released until the investigation is completed. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A major overhaul of East Colfax Avenue in Denver is getting a big federal boost, CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The city, CDOT, and RTD have for years been planning a major upgrade of bus service between downtown and Aurora. Two car lanes will be converted to bus-only lanes. Stations will be upgraded. Pedestrian and bike infrastructure will be too. The idea is to make buses as fast and nice as a light rail train. And now, the federal government says it's going to kick in $150 million to help make it happen. Construction will start later this year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
There is a lot of buzz around the personalities on the recently revised Democratic presidential ticket. What about some policies that a President Kamala Harris might support? We'll hear about that to begin this hour of Morning Edition. 6 minutes after 7, a cloudy day for much of Colorado. This is CPR News.